Stop the press. It is still sunny in the northwest of England. We're sat outside on a bench with a bit of water in front of us. But before you do anything, we need you to go and grab a couple of items. The main item is, if you still have it, your entire pack, your member pack, because we are referring to two books in that pack.
Three books.
They are the main Slimming World book.
Food optimizing book.
Is that what it is? Be in love with food optimizing. I didn't mean to say it in that voice.
The one with the spag bol on the front.
The one with the spag bol. We're also using Be Together at Your Group and Be Delighted with Your First 6 Weeks. Yes, we are doing 36 things that you didn't know are in your Slimming World packs. Both me and Anna have picked out 18 things each. And we're going to reveal each of our facts to each other and to you of things that we didn't know and surprised us as we actually went back to read the pack. Is this a rarity that people read the book after they join?
I think so. I think people might have a flick through when they first start, but yeah, this is all about packs on laps, we call it in groups, getting them out, having a read and finding some pearls of wisdom that might change your journey.
And actually, Anna discovered things in the pack that she didn't know.
Literally, I was saying, wasn't I? There's one thing I got to. I was like, I didn't know that was in the pack. So it's very interesting. And I do read the book and the pack because it's my job. But yeah, it's quite interesting to find the things that stood out at me and stood out at you.
Yeah. Right, go get your pack. Get a pen, paper. It's one of those kind of episodes. And we'll just sit here and enjoy the sun whilst we cue the ukuleles. It's a little bit windy where we are, so like, just forgive us if occasionally you hear the wind. No, I've not had as much cauliflower rice this week, I've got to say.
And there's no fighter jets coming
past. I've just eased. Yeah, yeah. If you were listening to the end of last week, oh my goodness me. Yeah,
I got a heart rate up, didn't it?
I'm still pooing my pants after that. You know what? Editing it was just awful.
I bet it was.
So anyway, I'm sure that many of you probably would have jumped just like we did. But welcome back to Slimming World Podcast. I'm Claire, she's Anna. She's a consultant, I'm a member. And these are our personal experiences of us going through the weight loss journey, just like you are. And we've done this for many years and we still don't profess to know everything. So there are times like we have in the past couple of weeks where we just need to get the pack out and just read. And I was humble enough in the last couple of weeks to just really think, do I know everything? Okay, I do the podcast. Okay, I've done Slimming World for 8 years now, but it still doesn't always work. And just as I think I'm doing Claire's World, I have to stop and think, let's go back to the pack.
Well done for having that courage, though, to say, actually, let me go back to the pack. How did it make you feel?
You know, that I just... there were a few surprises, like, you know, to finish my my list of 18, I put 3 foodie things that actually surprised me in terms of sins or healthy extras that I hadn't really noticed.
Interesting, isn't it?
And then actually, I have my journal with me, and what resulted was I went through the pack and wrote down a list of all of the sins and things, my favourite free foods.
I circled
because I just really felt awful. Like, you know, I said last week I just had that feeling of not enjoying things.
Yeah.
And I went through learning and I put out my crumpets, like, what do I actually think my sins are for my crumpets? They're actually 5 sins.
Have you tried a pikelet?
Yeah, pikelets, yeah, they're 2.5, yeah. Aren't they? Yeah. But, you know, just going through and actually checking out the reality, and all of this came from the pack, not from the app. Yeah. Often I lean on the app quite a lot.
Your friend.
But really, yeah, the pack is there, and It's not something that you often say. You can tell when people don't use their packs because they're cold and they've been in their car all week.
And also I think there's something about the pack that teaches you in a way that an app will never teach you. Like, you've got to remember, we had the books long before we had the app, so everything you need to know, it's a one-stop shop in that food optimizing book. It can give you the generic value, sin values, but it's all about the free food, the healthy extras. And I think sometimes when we go on the app, we focus on the sins and the food search, not on the free food enough. So that's why I always try and bring my members back to the pack.
Okay, well, we are gonna first of all take out the Spag Bowl book. Yeah, look, see, I put my stickers on
you
the front.
See the
that's
name
why
of it,
I can't
they're
see
covered
the name.
In all your stickers. I got a fresh one out
Be
of the
in
box
love
yesterday
with food optimizing.
I love this book.
I love the feeling of when you've got a few stickers and whether you put them on the back or the front, different groups, different people do different things. This is what I experience going to different groups. You just see all your members doing the same thing because you do what other people do.
Well, have you seen it inside the weight loss breakdown?
I haven't.
Oh, that's an interesting one that
I've
not seen.
Where do you put your stickers?
Yeah, so some, I like them on, I like it when you're in the queue. It's very different now with socially distancing and it catches the light and someone's book blinds you and you're like, look at all the stickers.
See, I just like the feel. I like feeling the back of my book and then running the feel of the stickers over my hands, my fingers.
And I like the way you've got an Apple sticker in there too.
Oh, yeah. Speed.
Yeah, gotta get it
speed.
In.
Speed, it's branded, but it's speed.
Who cares?
Yeah. So, I haven't put my I've not got my new silver and gold ones, have
oh,
I?
Oh, I'll have to pop them in the post to your love.
Right, so this book, okay, so I've got my card there. Normally the only thing I look at in this book
inside.
Yeah, some people put the card on the outside. The only thing I ever look at in this book is I go to the back and I write my weight in for that week and I go, and then to be honest, as we kind of do back to group, because the you know, the volunteers aren't writing in the pack.
Yeah.
I imagine most people aren't even writing in the pack. Why do you need it?
I'm asking all mine to write in the pack.
Really?
Yeah. They get a little post-it with it on and then they are asked in group to fill it in. Because I think otherwise you lose that connection with your book.
Yeah.
You've got to be connected to it.
Always, like, do you honestly know where it is? Like, if you're listening right now, how long did it take you to find where the pack was?
Are they still looking 47 minutes in?
Yeah. And obviously, there's flies about here.
They're flying ants.
They are great.
Yeah.
Some glamorous places that we do podcasts.
I mean, we need another shopping trip. That was far more glam.
So the, because you can get, can you get this like online? Are there sections? No?
No.
So this is something you need in your pack with your group. So ask your consultant if you don't know where yours is.
You can buy a new one.
Right, page 7 is my first of 18 that
it's
I've pulled out.
It's mine too, but a different one.
Oh, really? Yes. So my first thing is that when you actually really start reading this, you become such a nerd. Like, you start noticing in the bottom bits, like, you read all the bits about the trademarks and the photographers' names like you've never read before. And also realise that there are 27 circles in the pack.
I mean, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
27 circles in the pack.
So, like, basically, if you want to just do something, do you actually know what is in all the circles?
Yes.
Because this is where I've got to give a shout out to Debbie, my new consultant, she said to me, but have you really read the pack? Like, have you read all the squares and the circles? And
I was like that,
Debbie. Actually, no, I haven't. So the first, my circle is, you gotta keep your fluid up when you're increasing fiber.
Do you know why?
No, go on.
Because you need the fluid. When you've eaten a lot of fibre, your gut can slow down a little bit. So you need the fluid to kind of get it working and that peristalsis to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly as we start eating more fruit and veg. I mean, it's not just fibre as in healthy extra B fibre, but it's also fruit and veg.
Yeah. The windy stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So mine's a square. And it says, health-wise, although vitamin D is present in small numbers of food, including oily fish and eggs, we mainly rely on the sunlight to produce it. Public Health England recommend that everyone, including pregnant and breastfeeding women, consider taking a daily supplement. See NHS UK for more information. Did you know that?
I didn't.
No. You see, the only reason I know that is because I am on a drug that affects my vitamin D, so I have to take a supplement. And it wasn't until my doctors told me, I thought, oh, I'll be getting enough in the food. Mm-mm-mm. So if you're not getting out and you're not getting the sunlight, that's when things like rickets happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so vitamin D facts. My next one I noticed was on page 12, which is actually in the meat and poultry page.
Oh.
But what it talks about, it's the purple squarey rectangle. It's not quite a square.
Squarey rectangle. Well, it's got curved edges.
Yeah, and it's got curved edges, but one square edge.
I know.
Which is quite annoying.
We need to work on that, don't we?
So it says, weight-wise, any minced meat or poultry with more than 5% fat has a sin value. I think, like, for this, you know, we know, and obviously I've done Slimmer World as a meat eater, when you see bacon, trim the fat off.
Mince is a killer.
Yeah, but I also use the 5%... rule when I'm looking at vegan and vegetarian products too. So I kind of, if I'm not quite sure and it's not available in the app, I kind of, obviously I'll look at how much protein there is as well. Like if it's 7 grams or more protein, that is a good source for me. But I'm looking at the fat, like, can I kind of look at 5% if I'm estimating the sins?
Oh, okay.
And it's more than
so
that.
Protect yourself. Yeah. I haven't even thought about it, but I guess a lot of the vegan foods must add in quite a bit of fat, maybe for flavour.
It depends. You know, some of them will use nuts. Like cashew nuts are used quite a lot for any kind of cream type stuff. So you steer away from that.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to gauge. And because what's in the app is seitan or tofu, but then you've got a certain brand and one brand to another is different, so you have to start kind of gauging it. So looking at this 5% fat figure gives me at least a place to start.
And then you've got the food estimator as well. That's a really great one if you've got the nutritional value and it's not listed, so you can work it all out. So my next one is on page 60. It's a little health-wise green circle. Pregnant women and the elderly, babies and toddlers are advised to eat eggs showing the British Lion stamp if eating raw or partially cooked eggs or foods containing them. I never knew about the... Well, I knew about the Red Lion stamp, but I didn't know that that was a recommendation. I buy eggs without a stamp, I think. I don't know. Have you ever looked at the stamp? I mean, you don't eat eggs now, but guys out there, have you ever looked at every egg having a Red Lion on it?
I think, like, the cost of eggs has changed drastically, hasn't it? Like free range eggs used to be something you buy once in a blue moon, but now they're much they're coming down much bigger in price. And even like the little stamp, the numbers that are stamped on eggs, count to different things. They can tell you if they're free range or not. Get curious on your eggs,
and they've got the dates on and everything as well. You don't want to be eating an off egg.
Right, mine's page 19. It's a circle and it says, for extra fibre, enjoy fruit and veg in their skin. So, you know, rather than peeling your potatoes to make your Slimming World chips, actually just leave them on.
So good.
And potatoes, carrots, parsnips, and actually it's even better for your health.
Really, really good. My next one is on page 24. It's a little health-wise squarelet, I'm going to call it. For good health, aim to limit your salt intake to no more than 6 grams. That's one level TSP. That's tablespoon, isn't it? Per day. Add less salt to food at the table and watch out for salt added to manufactured foods and sauces. Some products like soy sauce, stock cubes and Marmite are high in salt. Keep your eye out for low sodium salt alternatives.
That's interesting. So Marmite is like a bit of a staple in our house now, and soy sauce, but there are branded versions now that are low salt, and it's a no-brainer, isn't it, just to kind of swap those.
You don't realize, I'm a massive salt fan, how much you can add in, and it wasn't until I had a baby. Of course, you don't, well, I didn't know until I started weaning her, you don't ever add salt to a baby's food, and it made me realize how much salt I do like to add in.
You've got another one, haven't you? Page 29.
I have, and it's just something that might be overlooked. It's the free food essential shopping list. It says, for a food optimizing friendly shopping trip, it's got everything. It's got your fresh, your canned, your frozen, your packet and your sundries. Do you think these sundries would go in your dry area? In your pantry. I love your dry area. It's really great, this shopping list, especially if you're like, I always point my new members in this because they can go straight from group and do their food shop.
So then I delved into the bread section, which is page 38. So it's highlighted healthy extra B choices. What I did not know, as someone who like spends quite a lot of time out on the road, is that if you are going for a prepackaged sandwich, and it's got wholemeal bread, yeah, and you haven't had your health HDB, that you can deduct 6 sins.
It's good, isn't it?
I'm like, yeah.
Does it work with White Tiger bread?
No. And I'm imagining, like, you got to check out if you are not vegan, like, all the mayo and the butter and stuff like that, and then think, actually, is it really worth it?
Yeah, totally. It's still 48 sins.
Yeah. But I thought that was...
It's really helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, you know, like, the whole thing about... on the other section there where it talks about white bread, multigrain, seeded breads don't count as healthy extra, that caught me out for quite
it's
a long time.
Out.
Yeah. So
we had a gorgeous girl come back into group, and she clocked that she'd been telling herself in lockdown that her toast was a healthy extra. It was actually working out with the butter she was adding 10.5 sins a slice, and she'd been eating 4 to 5 a day.
But
how amazing that she had the nous in the end to go and check
it. It's so simple, small things like that can absolutely trip you up.
Yeah, and you think, I've done it. Yeah, but imagine if you're having 4 slices of that a day. That's an extra 42 sins, isn't it, a day?
Oh my God, that's like a pizza.
That's, yeah, that's like not a weight loss. So my next one is page 41. It's a little rectangulate. It says, discover more. More healthy extra choices are listed on the website and the Slimming World app. New healthy extra choices are also highlighted in the Slimming World magazine each issue. So a lot of people think it's only in the book. There are reams and reams online. I love the magazine when the new ones come out and you can spot what's a new bread or a new cereal. So, yeah.
Yeah. The sins. So then we get into the sin section. So page 45 is where the sins begin.
Where the sins begin.
Where the sins begin. You know, I didn't know that, I've just been in my own little bubble, that I've always been the 5 to 15, 5 to 15, and I didn't realise for blokes...
5 to 20.
That yeah, they can have an extra 10 sins.
Well, men need more energy. Like, you look at the, you know, like on the back of cereal packets, it will say, like, women, you know, 2,000 calories recommended daily allowance. Men need more because they are bigger than us. They have a different fat to muscle ratio, different metabolic rate. So, yeah, they get more. So unfair. They don't have periods, they don't have babies, and they get more sins.
So I just didn't know this. And then because Matt's been doing the plan with me at home.
Oh, you've been giving him
15 sins. Yeah, he was like, oh. But then he goes and secretly buys, like, chocolate biscuits without telling me. And I'm like, well, actually, maybe he can get away with that. I won't tell him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's been using them anyway. So my next one is on page 48. Which is the decide your safe tipple plan section. It's the little health-wise circle that says, to stay within the government recommended alcohol guidelines and to help keep your health risks to a low level, drink a maximum of 14 units a week spread over 3 or more days. Now, I had no idea what a unit was, would equate to drinks wise. It's really quite an interesting thing to go, oh gosh, actually, a large glass of red wine at 11.5 sins is 3 to 4 units. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is super confusing units. In a way, I'm just glad that I just don't have to
think. Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
And doctors always say, in their minds, they're kind of like, that everybody underestimates how many units they have, right?
It's like cigarettes. When I used to smoke, and the doctor would ask, be like, oh, you know, a couple want to have a drink? I was smoking 40 a day.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be judged.
No. What have I got here? So, page 61. So in this little section, it talks about, like, writing your food diary. But in one of the ticks, it highlights this thing called spoon sense.
I love a spoon
so
sense.
So a heaped spoonful is 3 times as much as a level spoonful. A heaped spoonful is 3 times as much.
Mm.
I mean, I was like, what?
Because
come on, we all, like, I think I've talked about having different size spoons.
Yeah, well, my next one was about a rounded spoonful on page 76. Did you know a rounded spoonful is twice the amount as a level spoonful? Well, you know about me with the mayo when I first started, 60 sins a day in mayo, which was 4 heaped tablespoons.
My goodness.
Crazy, isn't it? So the spoon sense is a really, really good one. Because I talk to my members about, you know, when you level the spoon, what happens to the stuff you've levelled with? Because I was the person that would level it and then lick the knife that I'd levelled it with. So you've got to be honest, about the spoon sense, but also the knife sense that you're levelling the spoon with.
Yeah. Let me just pick out a couple of things that kind of came through around, like, in the sins section.
Oh,
so 73, it talked about non-stick pans say fat and sins stick to non-stick.
Love a non-stick
that made me
pan.
Laugh because that's so true. When you kind of, like, you're like, I need to put some more sprays because this pan is rubbish and it just burns. I've actually just started putting water.
Yeah, it really helps.
It's just really simple.
A good pan, a good investment. Also, a thing I found out was, I didn't know, never use a metal spoon or like, I don't know what you call it, in your non-stick pan because it takes the non-stick off.
Of course, yeah.
I didn't know that until I ruined all my non-stick pans with me metal cutlery.
See, sweetener is also one that I put here. It references this quite a few times in the book, like the overuse of sweetener and the fact that it's not calorie-free.
No.
Like definitely, you know, for things like, I don't know, baked oats or something, I would just pour sweetener on as if it was like, whee, whatever, don't have to think about it. But actually, half a sin per tablespoon if you are using lots of it.
Isn't it?
We have a little dog that's just saying hello.
Oh, gorgeous little thing.
What have you got? So then, I've got another one here actually, just before. So you were on, said 76. 77, I picked one out, which was about using fat-free yogurt to thicken stews, casseroles, and salad dressings. And, you know, I even make my own little sauces. Because before, I always just thought of, like, yogurt as, like, sweet dessert.
Yeah, no, it's great.
But actually, you can use loads of things.
Yes. My next one is on page 85. Steps to success. This is a... Is that a... it's a squarelet. Biscuits, chocolates, crisps, nuts, alcohol, trigger foods are packed with sins almost impossible to resist and completely Moorish. No food is banned, so learn to know yourself and know if something is your trigger food. Steer clear. I love that little kind of remember this. Mm. We're trying to shoehorn the things that got us the weight gain in the first place into our new weight loss. It doesn't work.
Yeah, like actually thinking about like the I did find it interesting in the middle of the sin section how it actually talks about your mindset stuff. So it kind of surprised, because it would be something that I would skip over. Page 86, in a little pink sticky note post-it thing, it says steps to success. Imagination is powerful. Sorry, so is the wind.
What's this about imagination?
Imagine yourself succeeding, not failing. Every day as you wake and before you sleep, imagine yourself succeeding. Use your imagination.
But you know what? This is key. So I know we're taking the mick a bit, aren't we? But the subconscious is such a powerful thing. That fake it till you make it. Imagining seeing yourself being slim, you're programming your mind. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going
to
happen.
I actually wrote that on my back to group journal at the top this week. I wrote, visualize yourself stepping on the scales next week and having a loss and seeing what number it is. And then at the end of every night, because I've written that at the top of my food diary page, I would always read that every night. And it just kind of made me think, no, I do really want to step on those scales this week and actually get a loss.
It's like when we were going and we were becoming sponsored by Slimming World, like we were imagining it happening. We were like living that, and it came to fruition. We were far more confident about that happening than we were in our own weight loss, because we almost didn't have the emotional investment. Yeah. With our weight loss, we're so emotionally invested, we're scared of failing. So to imagine is really, really tough, isn't it? Look at your little wormy friend.
There's a little worm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ooh, we're in she's really taking me to nature. Are they a free food, Claire?
I'm not going to find out.
No.
Let me just plough through a couple of others, because you were going to pull out a couple of the books, which is where your next ones are. So, right. The following page, actually, 87, talks about savvy sins. Now, savvy sins was only something that I ever actually noticed in the Slim for Life, the Target book. Mm. I never realised that it introduces you to savvy sins actually in this section. Yeah. And it talks about savvy sins are the ones which are still sins, but they're actually ones that actually have some beneficial nutrients and more satisfying than the sins. So for me, this is where like 25 grams of mixed nuts is 8 sins. Half an avocado is 7 sins.
Love an avocado.
And so they're like maybe those 10 or so daily sins that you use for things that you just couldn't do without.
Like fish fingers here, they're a really great one, because you're getting all that beautiful fish, you know, if you're getting a cod fillet one, and you're just kind of paying the sins
really?
For that.
Yeah. It's like 5% fish in
fish fingers. Not in the good ones you get. If you're getting organic, trust me, my child will only eat 100% fish. She knows a cheap fish finger when she spots one. But then you're just paying the sins on the crumbs. So, you know, that's a really good savvy sin, because, you know, you're not using the sins on things that A, that are going to trigger you, and B, you know, looking at things like fresh orange juice or apricots and stuff like that. I've never met anyone that's gone, oh my God, I've gone over my sins today and dried apricots.
Okay, page 88, when we get into the eating out stuff.
Yes.
I think what was really interesting in the pink box where it says top eating out tips, and the bottom paragraph, it said, if the menu isn't specific about a dish, ask how it's cooked and what comes with it.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask for substitutions. And that was something that really, like, got me through that first year when I lost 4 stone. I was out in hotels eating out of pubs, claiming on expenses, you know, as I was working out on the road. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, quite often if the you know, pub in the hotel would only do pub grub, I'd have to make those switches, like jacket potato without butter, like can you leave the chips and I have the salad without any dressing instead, and that having the confidence. I thought that was quite interesting, because it also mentions about, you know, in a couple of pages on, swapping fried rice for boiled rice.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that can save you 5 sins per 350 grams.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because it's
on rice,
but it's those little changes that will have an impact, because they're the sins that you might not be counting effectively, and you're removing them. So it's a really great one to do.
Okay,
you've got a new sticker
in nearer the back of the book. We start getting into the bits where most people, I think, have probably been and looked at, but not really looked at.
So your weight progress section, your personal progress section.
Yeah, so page 95, it talks about your personal sin allowance, and I hadn't really thought about, like, you know, different weights and how many calories you need to maintain it, like the bit at the bottom, why the difference, and actually that last sentence, as we lose weight our body uses fewer calories, so to continue losing weight we need fewer sins. And this is where, like, for me, I'm like, actually, you know, is it possible for me to do days where I'm having 5 sins or 10 sins rather than the usual 15? Is that more now where I'm at, if I want to continue to lose weight rather than just maintain?
You have to work harder, don't you?
Yeah.
I've learned that you have to really, in the ways when you had, you know, 5.5 stone ago, you didn't have to make as massively drastic changes, because the weight would come off just by eating healthier, but now you have to work the plan. Mm.
So then two last ones here for me in this book. The page 96, which you highlighted both these two, haven't you? My personal progress record. My one regret is I didn't take my starting measurements.
This is so annoying, isn't it?
Oh, and so on here, you know, you're writing your starting weight, your height, your BMI, what's your club 10 weight, you're writing 2 interim targets, and then what your final achievement is. You know, I've got a paperclip here because I used to have a photo that I kept in here, but actually it's on my fridge now.
Yeah.
And actually really kind of looking at this and tracking, like, how are you doing? How are you getting on the journey? And then the last point is from page 97 onwards, is that column that's often just left blank, my plan of action, my aims for the week ahead. Like, I mean, I actually write stuff in mine, right?
Love that.
I mean, I'm putting here, like, the week when I've got 0.5 stone, 1 stone, 1.5 stone. So I can see how long it's taking me. Bronze, silver, woman of the year, you know, watch and belt. I'm writing little notes, LBD, size 12 dress.
Woo-hoo.
1-year anniversary, just, you know, those kind of little notes that keep me going. When did I move? When did I meet Matt?
Oh, how cute.
So now I could see what kind of things have been affecting me. When have I been on holiday?
It's a great little thing. And also,
what kind of things do you see that people write in it? What do you write in yours?
Plan for next week, like, actually when you've got off the scales, the idea might be to sit in group after you've got weighed and have a think about, actually, next week, well, I didn't lose what I wanted this week, so next week I'm going to do a food diary, or next week I'm going to, you know, count my sins more effectively. Like, I think it can be used for whatever you want, but it's about an action plan moving forward.
Or just to use it.
Yeah.
Write something in it.
I think people don't know it's there. Because a lot of people will come to group without their book, forget it.
Somebody else writes in the book for them.
Yeah, not now. Yeah, it's very different. So it's your book to write what you want, I think, is the real key with it.
I'll finish with, like, my three quick ones, right, that I learned just from reading the book from start to finish. I read every single word, including the trademarks and the photographers. That's how detailed I went.
Oh, you didn't do that when you were my member.
Oh, I did. But it's been a long time since I'd done it, you know. The three things that I learned, 8 olives in brine is only 1.5 sins.
Amazing.
On page 75.
It's my go-to snack.
I was like, oh, what? I just deleted olives because
so
I thought
good.
They were just ridiculous.
No.
Chocolate Weetabix is a healthy extra B, and it's vegan.
Now, that shocked me.
Page 37, because it's soya chocolate.
Yeah, I knew it was a B, but I didn't realise it was vegan. That's a really good thing to know. Make
and
great
then,
muffins.
I'm a volume nut eater.
are you now, darling?
Yes, like 25 grams of eight sins is all right, and I think 20 grams, I want to say, it may be classed as a healthy extra B, but you don't get a lot.
No.
So then I was like, right, how can I get the maximum nuttage per healthy extra B? And 40 pistachio nuts is a healthy extra B.
Mad,
I mean,
it?
It takes you longer to open the shells than it does to eat them, but unless that's... you buy them de-shelled.
But I think...
De-shelled?
Shellless?
Shelled. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
But I like the pistachio nut for that reason, because it's an experience.
An experience?
Well, you've got to...
You've got to have good nails.
Yeah, you've got to have good nails, or you get a butter knife and you can just pull them up quite easy.
Sounds safe.
Yeah.
40 times.
Yeah, but then, you know, if you're sat at night watching, your favourite Netflix or whatever it is, you can... Do your nuts.
You know, it's a good thing. Do your nuts. Sorry, boys.
You've got a terrible.
But like, if you're watching a film, 40 nuts is a bit like a cinema snack.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But the action of denutting it, shelling it.
Shelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, we get paid to do this.
Right, so that's that book done.
Shall I move on to this Be Delighted book? I love, love, love this book. So my first little tip is on page 2 of the Be Delighted book. It's a red squarelet. Top tip, if you love the look of the mouth-watering meals included throughout this special journal, log on and find the recipes on the Slim World website. So all the things that are listed... Oh, recipes. I thought that was quite handy. Because you know when you see a nice picture and you think, oh, well, I'll make that. But you've got no blinking idea where it is. You know, I think that's quite a good one. My next one is on page 18. This is getting your swaps in. So, you know, if you are a jar fan and you know, you've been making things like curry from a jar, about how to make your own curry. If you are like a quiche and oven chips, how to make your Slim World quiche. And the biggest thing I did was when I started to make my own spag bowls, not using the jars, because the jar I used to use was 36 sins.
What?
That was without the mountain of parmesan and the fresh spaghetti.
Oh my god.
And I used
god.
To put butter on my spaghetti before I put the spag bol on it.
Wow.
I know. I like my fats saturated. Right. My next one, let's move on to me curled over pet. Oh, where's my next one gone in here? Is the free food life-saving snacks. Are you a snacker?
Yeah.
There are some great swaps to make in here that can really help you from taking high sins, like, you know, making your chicken and taking the skin off it, keeping them in the fridge, making things like your Slimming World dips as well. So that's all from the Be Delighted book.
Yeah.
My next favourite.
I don't even remember this book.
Don't you?
No.
It's
a red one.
Key book.
What's on the front? Be together
with your...
And it's a picture of group. What?
It's
Moms.
Two people cuddling under an umbrella.
Oh, nice.
And then there's a little message from Margaret. But my thing, I was shocked. I was saying to you, Claire, wasn't I? I didn't know this was here. It was on page 9, is the waist measurements. So this is talking about another simple way to check whether your health is at risk is to look at your body shape and where you carry excess weight. Carrying too much weight, particularly around your waist, increases your risk of developing heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Someone who carries excess weight around their middle, apple shape, that's what I am, has a greater health risk of someone who is pear-shaped and carries excess weight around their hips, even if you're both overweight. So this is all about the measurements. Men in particular are prone to store excess weight around their middle and develop an apple shape. So this is checking out your inches.
Right, so let's just look at what the actual inches are then. So for a man, if they're above 37 inches, or a woman, if they're above 32 inches, there could be an increased risk for them.
Yeah, greater risk if a woman is 35 inches and above. So it's, you know, that's the thing that always, I knew about the waist measurements situation, because that was always where I struggled, you know, I had such a big waist, but I didn't realise it was in this book. So a really interesting thing to look at your healthy weight guide and all of that.
Page,
really,
really, what was that page?
That was page 9.
9.
Cool. Love that. Moving on, I'm looking for all my little ticks. There is page 13, Believe in You Because We Do. All about choice power. In this section, use choice power. I think the moment you change your mindset from willpower to choice power, you realise you've got control of it. You know, because I always thought willpower was something I was born with or blessed with or not blessed with. I'm overweight because I've got no willpower. No, I chose to eat that food. I chose to drink that wine. So this is all about using choice power. As we move through some of my favourite parts of this book.
I feel like we're doing a new member talk.
I do.
Like the way that you're talking me through and you're opening and even you put your new member talk voice on.
Have I?
Yeah. I never got that from you, but I heard you do it many times.
I did a new member talk video and Phil came in and was like, that's an interesting voice. I didn't realise I had a new member talk voice. He says, it's even more bouncy than normal. this is about your Club 10 on page 20.
It should be on page 10.
Yeah.
They missed a trick there.
They did, didn't they? They need you on the writing team. 10 great reasons for losing and keeping off just 10% of your starting weight. So things like, from a woman's point of view, improves your fertility and menstrual problems. If you are kind of got asthma, it can improve your system. Your symptoms, you might not need medication, reduce the strain on your joints and improve back and joint problems. But the biggest one for me is reducing the risk of certain obesity related cancers, such as cancer of the breast, uterus, cervix, ovaries and gallbladder. Isn't that mad? Just losing 10% of your body weight can have such a massive, massive impact.
Oh, you skipped one then.
Did I miss a star?
No, there.
Oh, glad you won the ball. On page 22, this is great habits that last a lifetime. So this is all about food optimizing, not a diet, but a lifestyle. And this is the one thing that I really try and bring home in my groups is you think diet, it's not going to be fun. You think diet, it's not going to last. You think lifestyle, it's achievable. And this is about, for me, being patient, little building blocks, habits that are sustainable. So the people I meet that go hell for leather, change everything and try and be so radical very quickly, normally have a little bit of a rebound effect. Those that take them slow and steady are more likely to, you know, have a long-term weight loss that they keep off. So really, really interesting.
Nice little tick box options on that page. I like a tick box too.
Yeah. Page 24 and page 25 are two things that are really close to my heart, and that is mums to be and new mums, food optimising. So food optimising while you're pregnant and food optimising while you're breastfeeding. And all the important information behind it. Because we are certified, we work in alliance with the partnership for the Royal College of Midwives to make sure that we're safe and that you can follow it safely in pregnancy. So some interesting reading if you're thinking of having a baby or you've become pregnant or you are breastfeeding. Page 29, something that is really important to both of us is about diabetes. But these particular pages, we care about everyone. So this is just telling you all the things that we've got in place. So like a diabetes booklet, we do large print braille and audio resources. I don't know if you know, but you can get all of our books on CD and also in braille and larger print. Subtitled support if you need it with a new member talk, an easy read guide, so if anybody's got any learning difficulties, we've got a brilliant guide, and allergies and dietary requirements. So there is a lot of kind of other stuff that you can get. So
there's like all these kind of like little extra sheets that you can ask for.
Sheets, books, guides, yeah, we can get them. So if you ask us on the website, there's a lot of things like you can tick your allergy preferences, your dietary preferences. But if you needed something like, and on the website you get the subtitle support, but if you needed anything like the extra booklets or different resources, you can let us know about those. This really gets me. I love a statistic. Can't speak today. Mm-hmm. This, it says, did you know 40 million people in the UK and Republic of Ireland are overweight and numbers are growing? 13 million people who are so overweight that it seriously affects their lives. Slimming World only reaches a fraction of them each month.
So that's page 30.
Yeah, this
so
is all
about... So 40
million
people in the UK. I mean...
That's a lot of people.
How many people in the UK are there? What, 60?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I would have said
52. Oh, but that's UK and Ireland, so... Yeah.
Now, my final one, I hope this is 18. Maybe I've gone over. We said 36, might have 400 by the end of it. This is a page I love and I don't think is utilised enough. My best week ever. So this is charting and going looking at when you've had a brilliant week, a little photo of me on my best week, and looking and really going and kind of reassessing what you've achieved, what you found good, what's been hard, what you'd like to repeat, how calm you felt. It's a really interesting thing to explore. So on those weeks when you feel a bit rubbish, you go back and you look at this best ever week.
Why has it got a picture of a cheesecake on it? They're talking page 36, 37 here. Why has it got a picture of cheesecake?
Because you can have your cake and eat it.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know, but
all I'm looking at right now is that cheesecake looks blooming good.
It's key lime and blackberry cheesecake. I don't know, but I think, can you imagine on your best ever week you lost 4 pounds and you had that cheesecake, you'd be buzzing, wouldn't you? So yeah, that is my final one.
Wow. I mean, there's obviously other little books as well, isn't there?
There's loads of different books. You've got your Body Magic book. We didn't even go through that. There's your SP little book in your pack. You've got your food diaries. You've got your fit logs. You've got your information sheet about our meals, about becoming a consultant. Your pack is really absolute, I would say, centre stone of really committing to your journey. If you know your pack, you won't go wrong.
You know what? It is quite interesting because obviously I don't come at it from like the sales point of view. You know, like this is your job to kind of help guide us through. From my point of view, I joined Swimming Wheel because I needed to lose weight and pronto. I needed to get on with it. But actually, as I'm starting to kind of slow down a little bit and really read, and I'm hearing more and more from listeners who are at target or who have kind of bounced up and down in and out of target, I'm kind of understanding that these little squares, these little circles, these are the small things that help it stick.
Yeah.
And actually, yes, you can just go and smash off 6 stone if you want in 6 months or whatever. But are you going to stay there? And these little squares and circles and these little geeky knowledgey bits are what really makes it work.
I think the thing that I know, not because it's my job, but because I'm a slimmer, is I've done it so many different ways. When I've been successful is when I've committed to the knowledge of it, committed to wanting it to stick with me and be in my head. And I'm a person that I have to keep referring. I have to learn more. I have to want to know more. And I never read my books. I did not read my books until the journey when I became a consultant, the journey when I committed to it. And it was such a change. It really was. And this is coming from a dyslexic that doesn't like to read. These are really, really important to me because even as a consultant, look, I've learned new things today, Brilliant English there. What's in I mean?
I don't even know.
Lord help us.
I don't know. Well, share with us like the things that you're learning. When was the last time that you honestly, A, wrote in your pack, like your way, and B, really read it? Because, you know, as geeky as I am, the fact that I took that hour out with a cup of tea and a biscuit that I sinned to read the book, it did really just kind of help me realise things like, yeah, I can go and have olives. Why don't I throw them in my
salad
or on my pizzas or something like that? Do you know what I mean? Like these small things that you just need one or two little facts that just kind of make you go, oh, and that's all that keeps you going for a few more days.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you just got from what we said, one point that was like, oh my God, actually, I can take the 6 sins off for the sandwich. That's a game changer, actually. Do you know what? I don't need to buy oil anymore because I've got a good nonstick pan. It might be something that just has a little impact on your journey.
No, I was contemplating. This has been a thought-provoking episode.
Oh, I'm so glad.
All right, from one sarcastic knob to another.
Can we say that?
Well, I don't know. Doorknob. That's what she is. She's a doorknob head.
Now, we are now in an open area and I really need the bathroom, so I'm going to have to find a rock I can hide behind.
Yep. Okay, and on that note, I will not record Anna having a little wee. Come follow us on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, and you can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Have a great week, and let's hope that this sunshine continues. Probably by the time we put this podcast out, it'll be grey and rainy and awful. But anyway, we're enjoying it. I hope you do too.